Our second reading is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 11. Second Chronicles 11, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done of me. And they obeyed the words of the Lord and returned from going against Jeroboam. And Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem and built cities for defense in Judah. He built even Bethlehem and Etam and Tekoa and Bethzur and Shoko and Adullam and Gath and Marashah and Ziph and Adoraim and Lachish and Azekah and Zorah and Ajalon and Hebron, which are in Judah and in Benjamin, fenced cities. And he fortified the strongholds and put captains in them and store of victual and of oil and wine. And in every several city he put shields and spears and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And the priests and the Levites that were in all Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possessions and came to Judah and Jerusalem, for Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto the Lord, and he ordained him priest for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice unto the Lord of God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. And Rehoboam took him Mahalat, the daughter of Jeremoth, the son of David, to wife, and Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse, which bare him children, Jeush, and Shemariah, and Zaham. And after her he took Maakah, the daughter of Absalom, which bare him Abijah, and Attai, and Ziza, and Shelomith. And Rehoboam loved Maakah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and concubines, for he took 18 wives and 80 concubines, and begat 28 sons and 80 daughters. And Rehoboam made Abijah, the son of Maakah, the chief, to be ruler among his brethren, for he thought to make him king. And he dealt wisely and dispersed all of his children throughout all the countries of Judah and Benjamin unto every fenced city. And he gave them victual in abundance, and he desired many wives. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, we're going to find out in chapter 12 that many of the seeds that are laid here come to fruition, and they come to seed, and it's not good for Rehoboam. But so far in this passage, at least as it starts and ends, we see some wisdom on the part of Rehoboam. Let's look at some of that as we move forward. First of all, as he got back to his house, he was still smarting from what they had done to Hadoram, right? So what did they do to him? Well, it says that King Rehoboam set Hadoram, was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, and he died. His tax collector was killed. And so he got up to his chariot in haste and returned to Jerusalem. And when he got there, probably still smarting from that event, he gathered up his troops and said, we're going north. We're going to bring the country back. We're going to have a civil war, and we're going to bring them back home. And the Lord sends him a prophet, a man by the name of Shemaiah, the man of God who tells him that this is from the Lord and that they should not go up. Well, this time Rehoboam listens. He learned his lesson from the last time. And so he listens. And so notice it says that Jeroboam went and dwelt in Jerusalem, and he built cities for defense in Judah. Now think about it from his standpoint for a moment. If you'll remember all of the numbering that we've done up until now, you will remember that Judah and Benjamin compassed about 4/5 of the armies of Israel, and the northern tribes the rest. Not 4/5, 4/10. And the northern tribes over half of the rest of the troop count in Israel. Rehoboam suddenly now sees his country as vulnerable. And so as a good king, he sets about to fortify many cities. Whether he is afraid that Israel will come south and conquer him, or that he will be easy pickings for the nations around him, it doesn't say. But all of it is still true, that as he sees himself now that his forces have been greatly diminished, now that they have two nations instead of one, he sets about to set himself up as a defensed nation. And this is indeed something good. This is a good thing that Rehoboam does. The second thing that we see is that not only does he set up defense cities, he stores in them food and weaponry and so on. So he has a good strategy. He has at least some good advisors to tell him how to defend the nations, the nation. Then in verse 13, we have the temporal side in 1 through 12. Now in verse 13, we have something that happens. That is, the Levites that were in the northern kingdom, they all travel south. They travel south to be a part of the worship of the true God in Jerusalem, because Jeroboam had thrown them all out of being priests because he had set up different altars and we'll remember it was Jeroboam and his calves. But did you hear the conception of the prophet here? What did the prophet say about them? It says, verse 15, "And he, Jeroboam, ordained him priests for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made." Devils. Can we remember what the northern kingdom was doing when they set up the calves in Dan and in Bethel? Do we remember what they said? They said, "These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt," just like they said at the base of Mount Sinai. But the characterization of the prophet here is not, this is worshiping the true God in a false way. This is worshiping devils. Worshiping God in a false way, beloved, by making things up on our own, is not worshiping the true God at all, we read. It's worshiping devils. "He ordained him priests for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made." Well, those godly Levites left the northern kingdom and came south to minister to the Lord there. So they strengthened, verse 17, the kingdom of Judah and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. Well, I guess 3 years is better than no years, but it's not better than all the years. And so now we see in verse 18, Solomon's heart begin to be turned aside because Rehoboam, because he loved many women. And so he followed his father Solomon in that. And what did it say? 18 wives and 80 concubines. So 78 women in his household. 78 women in his household. Well, even with all of that, the Lord was patient with him, and he dealt wisely and dispersed all of his children throughout the countries of Judah. But we are going to see a little bit later that he's going to fall from that faithfulness in chapter 13. But that's how chapter 12 closes. So let's stand and continue praising God.